Now, first of all, I want to thank the Eibishter for everything. I want to thank Kol HaLoshen, Kavish Gacha Protius. I want to thank Torah Anytime, Rabbi Yosef Yaffe. And Eibishter should help us this Purim. We should be Pael Yeshua's Gemudas for everybody. Nisim Gluyim. V'amenahafaychu, the Malbim says that Haman was a smart man, and he knew. I just started this second.
I just thanked you,
by the way. So this second I just started. So we're a little late, 6 minutes late. So first I do want to mention, people are asking actually for donations. Those who want to give donations, I will believe that they're davening for them on Purim. 848, dollars number. 848-245-4278. Again, 848-245-4278. You dial that number, and if you want to leave some money, it's my pleasure to accept whatever you're going to give me. I'll be more than happy to accept the money. I accept money b'shita. He's gavaldi. I have a strong policy. Thank you so much. Look how the money rains on me. I don't. I have a certain weakness. When he runs after me, I don't know what it is. So that's what's one of my things in life. Money was always running after me. You know, I want to tell you, I don't like when people say I need money. I need money. It's not healthy. Don't say that. You know, ki a mach shirli dayav. You're not missing anything. Yeshi koil. Esav also admits. Yeshi harbe. Yeshi rob. But just give me some more. Yaakov says yeshi koil. I got it all. You have to feel mully. Can't go around. I need. So I always go around saying I have money. Oh, am I loaded with money? I'm stuffed with guilt. By the way, there's a truth over there. We are B'liah in Hara. It's not Shayach. Everything's working beautifully. And, it's actually still going after 5 minutes. I was expecting we have to start it again. Anyway, you know the Stipler says that every good thing is loaded with difficulties all over the place? That's life. Don't be so despoiled. Because this does go, does go. You know, we're going to say, oh, this Aveira, that Aveira. We're going to say with, I'll say Bacal, yeah. We'll say this, well, Gedolim went through when they started Meisters, this went wrong, that went, oh, but this Chait and that Chait, they go with sugar. For Ayyam and Chayyab Fruma, Miriam Bas Bracha, for Besel Shachal Yisrael, Yeshua's Gemoris! Karab Mamish, Lai Hayudvar Mayelma. I just got a phone call from somebody. He says, you said, it's nothing, and that's what happened. Because, it becomes, if it wasn't nothing, we'll make it nothing. By saying it's nothing. But this crucialist was about this garnish. He keeps saying it. You got a mitzvah, the minimum. You have a mitzvah, you make a joke out of everything. Anyway, so you have to always feel, get that full feeling, or make believe that you have that full feeling. You'll get Olam Haba. Shem wants happy customers, or not kvetching. Or a beautiful Purim. You know what's going on during, I'll tell you what's going on in everybody's head. Purim gives you more stress than Tisha B'Av. I'll tell you why. Much more. How can you compare? Tisha B'Av is a Yom Menucha. You sit, you cry a little bit. What's a shlach? Tisha B'Av is from the life of the Yom Tovim. Purim is, how do you deal with it? Malach is kosher sheva mikdash. How do you, what's Adol Yoda? How far am I supposed to go? That used to be my issue in life. Somebody, did they like it? Yeah. Did they go? Did I? And how's this guy? And the tumble, the cop. I already told the parent, don't come, buddy. Don't worry about me. I'll be happy. Come a day earlier. We'll. Okay. Now, later. So, Purim is not an easy day. So what do you, how are you supposed to deal with? You have to give this pair, this Rebbe, and that Rebbe, and this, and the Mora, and the Rebbe, and the this, and the traffic, and again, no? When you sit in the car all day, and nervous. If you have a nervous, stop, wait till Purim. I'll teach you how to be nervous. If you're not nervous enough, a good, happy Purim. A happy, nervous Purim. Let's have a good, happy, nervous Purim. It's the matzah. Let's face reality. You know what schar we're going to get for trying to have some kind of a simchas Purim out of this whole business? You know what schar you'll from Tiragra. This is the best Purim in the world. A Purim that's, oh. You know, when I sing, I sang the other day. I sing pretty good. Kids, I started singing. Am I okay? I look a little crooked over there. So I started singing. I started singing. And suddenly my voice cracked. How do you deal with that one? It was in front of a crowd. I'm supposed to be a big singer. I say Zingster. Can't sing to save your life. You okay? Azoy Zingster, you know what I did? I said, Toiv Pam Achas Betzar Mimea Pomen Belitzar. I just sang 100 times. I got schar like I sang 100 times. Thank you so much. Ah, Jack has come. Vayavoy, Jack. Borgat Tali Noili, Hey Namal Choylam, Shakil Midbury.
Amen.
Chaim l'chaim. Ah, that Purim b'mezein grace zachen. That Purim b'zein lebedik and freilach fali yidin. I'm giving a bracha to every single Jew in the universe. Nobody will be left behind. And it's going to be a beautiful Purim. And we're going to have nisim gluyim. You know, b'nahafachu means let's turn things around. Now, when things are good, are you satisfied? The good stuff. Before that, you want the Eibishter to make it the opposite. When it is, what is going on well in your life? Are you satisfied? You know, if you're not satisfied, the Eibishter is looking at you like, look, if I'm going to turn it around, right after, about 2 days after Purim, said, well, Eibishter, let's turn around another, let's make another Manavar. It's still, you know, we can use alibi this, alibi that. You have to get into a thank you mode before you do anything. Start saying thank you. It's great the way it is. Now we'll work on Barabaku. We'll get that too. That's a shame. Now, but Zahiliga Malbim says Barabaku means the Haman. By the way, Haman was not an Amoritz. He knew plenty, Haman. Get Fashtani. He tells Mordechai, I see that the Kayach Halavai, we had his Amolagap Pekorsim. You know, what did Rabbi Aaron said about Nebuchadnezzar? Nebuchadnezzar, Malach Hogan Haya. You know, he started, part of Karibayim belongs to Nebuchadnezzar. You know that? Unto Malka Malch Machaya, that's Nebuchadnezzar's shtickle. He snuck in there. And he was on Bika Shaganai's. He would have sang better than the whole Tillim, you know that? Anyway, but the Malach smacked him. And you know what the Kutzker Rebbe said? What did you smack him for? Let's sing it. Let him sing. He's singing nice. When he saw the Nes, Hananim Shol and Azariah in the Kibshan Aish, he saw that Mamish alive inside a fiery furnace. So he started singing. He was in a spell. So the Malach gave him a smack, and that was the end of the song. Stop right there. So Frank the Kutzker, why did he smack him? So he said, but he wanted to be better than David, better than Tillim. You got to sing. She's able, says, needs him. So the Malach said, so the Kutzker said, that David used to sing when things were bad. Now I'll give you a little smack, a little mishpat. Let's see you sing that. Oh. You know, by the way, by Goyim, if their Avodah Zarah does not behave themselves. What does it say? The Kilo Bamalke Balikov. They take that Getchka and they spit in his face. I didn't like the way you treated me lately. They don't you know. So listen, if you're going to serve the Yevishter, don't treat him like Chas V'Sholom. If you don't like something, you know that the Ramchal says, Shar Kuf Chof Dalet, I believe, or Friedlander brings down, he says, the Haster Aster, the Tachlis of Haster Aster is that a person should see in every picture of his life, except that's good stuff and there's a reason. There are so many things going on in this world that make no sense whatsoever. And to make sense out of everything, when a bad thing happens, not to be in a spole, it's min hashamayim. That's a has to. So that's tzaddik ben menasi yechiyev. You have to be a tzaddik for that. To make good out of every bad thing and to say it's dafke, it's a chatchila, it's gevaldi. Now the Malbim says like this. Malbim says to appreciate all the difficulties, how much work it takes, everything that went wrong. No, there was a reason for that, a reason for this. Yeah, sit on it. Ah, what a happy person you become. You get involved in a movie. So the Malbim says like this. Vanapahu means Haman knew that today, that day, Amalek is sky high and Klal Yisrael is mamish in the pits. He uses such a lashon. And not only the mazel of Klal Yisrael was all time low. That's when Haman decided, now this is the day to strike. He knew all the rules. How we're going to get him? That's it. And the Eibishter went, Benahafaychu. The Eibishter said, I'm going to go watch this one. Not only the Yidden going to come out ahead. And for some reason, Malbim adds, the Yidden had no help. Now, sometimes there's someone else out there with a good mazel who'll schlep you out. No, we are mamish in the pits. We got the worst mazel. This is the worst day, and we have no hope for us. And punk, that day, the Eibishter, Benahafaychu, means like this, that we became the Marshal, and Amalek ended up in the pits. Extreme opposite. That's what Benahafaychu means. Pink Fakel. Now, that is not the first time I saw that. I've seen that. That's Gamzul L'Tayv, according to the Nesivei Sabatochen. That's the Maharal. And what does the Maharal say? What does Gamzul L'Tayv mean? Nasa L'Tayv Agomor Al Yedei Abatochen. The Ra Agomor, the lowest evil, the worst Aperonius Hayoisa Godel. Hashem is Ba'oisa Menu Toiva. The Toiva Gomor. Look at what he says. Call out, he says, Kama Godel means Abatach Shabbat Chabbis Babacholei. Acha call out Ram Nasim the Toiva. Like Rabbi Kiva Nachemish Gamzu. Yoch Hashem Adayad, Hashem is Yocholai Shiaisa. The kasher samet chayne by ozal Hashem is all hatzol oisai, and it's called machamas Hashem. But that's the nakuda. The extreme evil becomes the extreme good. Exactly. That's pshat gam zu l'tayv. He has a whole chesed above as a mahapach, extreme opposite tayv gomer. So that's exactly what the Malbim is saying in what's pshat v'nahafachu. So sit down and start writing down extreme opposite. Watch, you do yours. You have to do your thing. Do you know that in the Vardi, there is in Madrigas Adam, there's a Shar Mavakish Hashlemus. It's the most powerful, more than the whole Shar and Betochen is Mavakish Hashlemus. There he has the whole story of Nagdim and Megurian. The way Nagdimim, but he says, you have a situation that there's no way you're getting out of it, and it's impossible, it's over, you missed the boat, it's obvious, there's no hope, and you are ready to give your whole life and all your money and everything in the world with a zichakite that it dafka will be what you want. That's like the Ben Gurion. It's already dark. You're waiting. It didn't rain. You told the guy it's going to rain. It didn't rain. It's the last day. Not only it didn't rain, but the day's over. You missed the boat. And the sun's down. He promised the Adon. He promised this guy you're going to have rain. He borrowed money from the Adon for Leila Regal. And he promised him that this date, you're going to have filled up, all your wells will be full of rain, it's going to rain. And the day came and it didn't rain. And the other thing sent them a message, hey, what happened to your betochen? And he said, well, I have no problem, the whole day is still mine. He says, you know, a whole year went by, not a drop of rain, not today it's going to rain. And he said, call Yom Shaliyu, what is, don't give me a cup. Like then going and laughs at him. He sent another message in the afternoon. Come on, you promised me you're going to give me a fortune of money if it doesn't rain by today. Oh, I'm not kidding. I'm not in the spoil. Finally, he was a little in the spoil, and he went into the Beis HaMikdash, and he started crying. He says, then, boom, it started pouring. And this other thing walks out of it. He was in his bathhouse, patching his boys. He was sure, I won this one. I put the Jew in his place. And the viola, it started pouring. So he comes out, and Sarah Nagdiman says, you owe me money. You got more water than we bargained for. Like, he was kidding with him. You know, he put him in his place. So not only I got you, your wells are full of water, but you got more than you bargained for. So let's have some of the extra stuff, some of the change. So he says, look, I know Suffolk that your Abish did a mifus for you, but I still have you because it's dark. It's over. It was supposed to be by today. It's too late. He said, one second. We'll take care of that. I'm so in this bowl, it's dark. So what? We'll take care of that. He goes back into the base and makes this. He said, Rabbeinu Shalom, show that you have a Ahuvim by Lamecha. Well, suddenly the sun disappears. The darkness disappears. And the sun comes out. And he goes back, okay, Babala, now pay me. The day came back. He's called Nagdiman because in his name it means that the sun went back in his chus. Mashgiach of Nassim said he wasn't even the Gadol HaDor. Nagdiman. He was a simple Jew who held, you got to have a little tzmimus. Anybody could do it. I do these things. And I'm a Gadol also, Gradim.
Rabbi McKen, two friends, one of them yeah.
Yeshua's Gemuris.
And the other one is son. Can you give the name?
Allah is Gehalf. We'll talk mentorship. Now, here's the story. We're gonna, here's the story. Vanahafahu. Yeah, so you talk about, so that shtickle there about Nagdim Ben Gurion. Are you ready for that? Are you ready to do those type of things? You think you can pull off one of them like Nagdim Ben Gurion? I grab them not there. I'm holding, you know, I'm pretty big. I do things that Salmalam and Ateva all the time. I am so nishim guluyim. There's no such thing. All kidding aside, I am having lately such yata dishmaya, ridiculous. I'm bigger and bigger. And my emotion. At this point, I think the time has come for me to cut down on the megala myself. So somebody bet me the big, you know, before you come to the Vikut. A couple of years ago, he said, Mandel, you're one of the Lama Dvav Tzadikim Nestorim. He tells me in front of everybody. I says, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not a Nista, I'm a Nigla. Everybody knows what a Tzadik I am. Do you know why I keep talking like this? Do you know there's power in words? Do you know they come true in some shape or form? What are you putting yourself down for? You're going to call yourself a nobody? It might not going to be the problem, unfortunately. I mean, what are you doing? This door is not, I don't, that's a push it. Okay, listen, you're doing the change of mind. It's going to be all right. But anyway, so, and the Vardiga was told that shtickle of Nagdim Ben Gurion Even though you may not hold there, go over it, go over it, go over it, go over it, go over it. It's going to go in and things are going to happen. You're not holding, you don't have to be holding. Just keep learning that shtickle. It's a bomb. You must see it. What a masterpiece. The ultimate of art. Bakosha Sashlemus. There, that's the way he takes apart the story. Nagdim Ben Gurion. Where he says that he was not nispo from Teva. What Teva? A pasuk, Baruch HaGevesh Yifta Bashem, is more powerful than the sun and the moon and the whole universe. The Torah is the world. Brisk, that goes well. You know the brisk is having good, beautiful stuff on that. I like the whole, whatever. This is the world. The pasuk is the belt. You got it all. Anyway, so you go over that shtickel again and again. And now if the Malbim says, v'nahafachu, you sit there on Purim. And you write down, I want this, just the opposite. This, just the opposite. This, just the opposite. Keep doing it. Keep, just don't worry about it. You're harving on betachin. You'll get schar tol shemayim. Just for harving on betachin. Now I want to end. The most extreme. Yes, the most extreme. Now I had, 2 years ago, I decided, Kiruv. That's the thing. The Vardig holds from Kiruv, that's it. And I went to big people, they're all behind me. Go for it. I made a fool out of myself. I had my kapara ready because I had all grandiose plans. What I'm going to do, turn over the world. And wherever I turned, people were telling me, Mandel, Kiruv is dead. Forget it. Every one of them, they gave me all the names, whoever's involved. And I tried myself, well, it's not so, you know, easy. Somebody tell me, another volume, there's a gun somewhere in New Jersey. All the boys whose name, and the gun, little kids, you know, all go together. If the kid's name is Friedman, he's a Puerto Rican. If his name is Gonzales, he is Jewish. That's the matzav. So the Mora remarked, that's what we got, you know. It's mamish a bilbo with you. What's going on with the belt today? Where are you going to find them? And I'm searching high and low. I've tried a few things. Let's try this. That's why every week I try to go to it. I'm going to Tom's River. It's a Shem Shabbos. There's an oilam there. Hopefully some kiruv going on there. But I went, I go around. I'm going to Philadelphia again. Whatever. We go here, we go there. I'm trying to reach those that don't have. But it's, well, what am I going to do? And you start. And then you're going to get people with cheetahs yet. Oh boy, now you're finished. Who says that Kiruv is important? Ichal for Lamin. You ever hear that? They're all over the place. What? Nein, Lamin. I hope my learning is more than that. I don't even want to start. I already said enough. You know, Rabbi Sol Salant is the author of having said, if you learn Torah in Kovna, it's going to affect Torah in Paris. How come Rabbi Sol Salant took a trip in his old age to Paris? What's that for? Why don't you stay in Kovna and learn? He himself did not do that. You need more than that? My Sarav? He took a trip and he, you know what? He went to Amsterdam. You know that? He went all over. Rabbi Sol Salant himself. Rabban and Kotler was knocking on doors. What's, come on. Anyway, but I don't want to get too much involved in that. But I said, you're talking to the wall. And I told myself, what do you need this? You know, who's going to do it? Grad, I did get, I got feedback. There are people that are looking more and more to do for the club. Now, I'll tell you very quickly my take. You know, the end of the Megillah says, they said that the Sanhedrin were b'nei Torah, you know. And it says, Ratzi l'roi vechov. He didn't make it with everybody. Mordechai didn't make it. Because part of Sanhedrin said, Mordechai, you're learning or you're not learning? Yeah, Ezekiel, you're learning or you're not? You don't learn, we're not impressed. You hear what's going on? That's a real... Rashi was an alto litvak. I'm joking. Well, Rashi, you see, I have a lot of Rashis. It speaks about Talmud Torah. I have whatever. Who does it? But Rashi, but Miucha, I've seen a couple of Rashis who are Rashi. Laulin is Alice. Said, hey, you lost, see? So then you're not in the spell for no Purim stories. Stay by the Gemara. Don't be Mandel. Stop this. Get my cook. You didn't learn Rashi the end of Megillah. You don't know. You learn nothing. See what happens? Even Mordechai, they weren't so impressed with him. And believe it or not, there are people that could use that Rashi is good. It's good stuff for them. However, as you realize, Mordechai was also not so impressed with the Mikzah Sanhedrin. And the Vayelah without Mordechai, who got involved, we would not have Purim. And Purim is an Indian, no? And even the Mikzah Sanhedrin, I don't believe that they were Mezalzel in Purim. No, I held they also went along with Mordechai's accomplishment for Klal Yisrael. So even though it's a Bissel Chas V'Sholom Arup and Derek, does he even say such a thing? But whatever, Mordechai was not impressed. I'm sorry. So I said, now what do we do? Somebody asked me, no, what do you want from us? What should we do? You know what I said? I said like this. And the Vardik, they said, a Negia Goin. If you have a Negia, you're a Goin Olam in that Shita. That's where you have a Negia, where you like, you want to be here. You're going to find a million real. You got a sheet there. You got a gadol to back you. You get, no, and I'll help. Now, so you see that, but it's all your negia. You know, like when they shoot them, the maggot, the guy, when he shoots a dart, first he makes the bullseye, right? Then he shoots it. See? No. It has it. No, if I can't. First he shoots it. Then he paints around it. See, I got it in the middle. That's a guy with a negia. He's got it all figured out. You don't even, it's not worth talking to the guy. He has already wants what he likes, what's his comfort zone. So that's it. So I say like this. There are some people that shouldn't be in a spall about Zikir Rab. Some people the other way. And they should. But guess who's going to do what? All those that should be doing Zikir Rab are going to say, no, I have a different shita. I hold Gat Lana. And all the guys that should maybe tackle learn a little more than they're doing, they're going to say, no, the learning, you're crazy, you have to do Zikar Rab. So each guy's going to go kafi what makes him look good. That's normal human nature. Now, those days, I don't give a leave like, well, you're crazy. They used to beg me to go, and I thought, come on, it's not. Now, the mice is like this. So, who is on the Madrega today to go against his Midas? Not too many people. To go battle with and go the opposite of you. Want to do real ruts in Hashem? You know? Not so simple. So I say like this. If you're sitting with your Negia, so stay with the Negia, big spiel. Don't knock yourself. So I'm Negia. So what? I'm not learning in the Vardig or Kelm, where they'll take you apart to make sure you do what you're supposed to be doing. It's good. It's good the way it is. Mutalach, mutalach, wherever you are, stay. I'm just bossy rak laheir, that there is ha'aris and this whole sugi here. I did mine. Now I'm going to tell you what I was zeichet to with the Avis's help. Not normal. I went around saying that everybody's that, how am I going to get care of it? You don't see the Gedolim talking about care of anymore. It's over. You know, it's a has-been. People told me that. Oh, the 60s, yeah. Used to be, oh, Nechwamba used to, and those, these guys, those, and Lakewood, they used to, those, just no more. Very little shock. They told me, somebody once pointed out to me, all the famous care of people are half retired. Like they're all mushing zuck and nothing's happening. And I davened. I says, Avishta, I don't know how to reach these people. I don't know where to start. And suddenly, I get the news. First of all, I bump into Rabbi Yaakov Bleich, the chief rabbi of Ukraine. I meet him himself, right here in Lakewood. I don't have to go to Ukraine to meet him. I don't have to read about him in the newspapers. I bump in, hey, is that you? On Shabbos, what do you have in your hand over there? A cell phone? Oh, I know the matzah, because Levish, right? What's master, Rabbi Bleich? What's new? What new? So I asked him. I was concerned. Two things I davened for. One thing I davened was, I didn't want the men to be separated from the ladies. Rachmana litzlan. They wanted to let the wives and kids out. And the husband, you got to stay to fight the war. You're going to end up with a gunas chas, you know, we'll beat it. So I was very concerned to mention it. He says, the men are all getting out. He told it to me. I davened and I got it. That's Aleph. That's my tefillah, by the way. I'm taking credit. That was me. Anybody want to know who piled that big maifsim? That was me. Then I asked him another zah. I says, I want to know about Yiddishkeit. I davened, I want them to become pro. He says, 100%. You know the Meshumid over there. What's his name? Zelensky? Zelensky Hotzer Geschmat. He's an official Shagetz. He was Jewish. He became a Shagetz. He got married with a Shiksa in a church. They were holy water. He became one of them. He's Jewish. Goodbye. Zelensky called him. And Zelensky always comes out anti-Israel. You know that. So Ezgavon Hagansen, Zelensky calls him up and he says, without God, we're not going to make it. That was the beginning. I'm not finished. I continue davening. Suddenly I hear two news. First of all, Belyaber Vachvogel wrote a whole letter. Everybody out there, the missionaries are getting, these Jews are vulnerable. They're escaping. They're refugees. You know, you can do what you want with them now. You know, they don't have a comfort zone at home. And they're going to slap them all, turn them into shkutzim. So Rebel Lebar, Shlom Kamenetsky, was also involved. And he wrote a whole letter. Everybody should go out there. And guess who else? The Satmar Rebbe from Kiryas Yoel sent a letter. Get them all out to Israel and be mekar of them. What happened to Satmas and getting the cure? What's going on here? That's Mandel's tefillahs. That's all. I take credit for all of that stuff. Isn't that something? It's not remarkable. Like, when I was davening, I says, you're talking to the wall. How is anything going to happen to wake up that sugya? How's, and I davened, I'm taking credit, Rabbi said, I'm really taking credit. Anyway, so people, you can daven for whatever you want. Maybe she will help you. Especially Purim, it's a big esrotzen. The best Purim is a Purim that nothing's working. You want to know the real good Purim is when you have it all, you're all stressed out. Okay, what should I do? Say guns tell him? Wait, how am I going to do that? What should I do? I need this, but I need 100 different things. How am I going to get what I want in Purim? I will tell you a true story. I had a physical problem in Purim. I gave up, I got up early, and I did my thing, my tzipurim. It was gone, a physical thing. Boom. I suffered, it was gone. And a friend of mine, 33-year-old Bacha, couldn't do a shidduch. He went into it, and 2 months later, he was a chassid. He made a serious purim, you know, purim works. What? I don't remember what he did. He said he made it serious. He made a whole... Look, I would venture to say, if you spend a whole day on your sugya, you have a long talk with the Eibishter, you get up early, and you sit in your car, and you cry your heart out, and you get alone with the Eibishter, and don't let the whole world distract you and pull you in 100 different places, and you really put time in kaisis, do it this way, do it. I was Makabal in the Vardig. Rambel Yishnei Ashlita, do whatever you do is good. He healed himself from a serious liver problem. He needed an operation. A liver is not a joke. And he was much as up for years. And he looked worse and worse. He could barely move. And suddenly one day I see him. I came to visit. What? You look 20 years younger. What'd you do? Asiti bitachon. You made bitachon. Asiti bitachon. I figured, you know, he's in his 90s. Does he know what he's saying? What really happened? I went over to his brother. His brother's sharp, a tired younger man. I says, Ma Carallo. Who he's got? He got younger. So he said, Huasabitachon. And Navari, Asabitachon. And what did he do? Now he told me himself, he put a lot of time in Kaisis, you know. I don't know if you get what you want with 10 minutes a day. I was, yeah, you too. I learned Shabbat talking. I don't know. I have a friend of mine, a Briska, who had a job as a Rebbe in New York, those days when nobody had a job. He punked had a chashev, a shtela, a Rosh Hashiva in New York. He used to go, and suddenly he lost the job. And a few months later, he got another job, a better one. I says, what'd you do? He says he learned most a half hour a day in Bristol. Talmud of Reb David. Very, very, there's a rav here in Lakewood, a takshit. He said a half hour a day for a month, two, boom, I got another job. So, and a chinami. But in my books, there's much more work going on usually, but it's love Africa. Put time and Teichas sit alone with the Eibishter. Ask him. Eibishter, what should I do next? Get involved in the sugya and don't get so distracted by a hundred different things flying all over the place. Look, that's what I would say. I recommend more than anything else to me, my main agenda, my difficulty in life. I do have very, very big peckle. I'm going to reel myself, Nichnas Jack, and I'm going to tell you my problem. In front of everybody, here comes my peckle. I have a peckle that's been bothering me for years. I'm not kidding. Very serious peckle. How do you thank the Eibishter enough? I joined Peklach with the Kibbutz and the Rebbe. That was his peckle. I heard this from Yanko Greenwald. How do you thank him? I'm dead serious. You don't feel guilty that you didn't thank enough. Seriously, you don't feel like, come on, you're forgetting. And by the way, when something goes wrong with me, I suspect you're not thanking enough. You're in the wrong. Your whole mode is no good. But you want tater, you want yitter, you want to get up here, you want. You blew it. Once you're in the wanting, you want me, give me this. Zamigism. Hop, hop. There's a dog, you know, the dog's give me. So, I recommend, if you can do it, sit there for a full hour alone, lock those doors. You can't be a person that lets the Rabbim dominate your life. Watch out. Shaul HaMelech lost his malchus because he was soft. Chas v'chalila! Wait, crazy Shaul HaMelech. He was one of the seven Nesichim, no? Shaul HaMelech was a malach. It's an avera to say anything about him. But we need to learn officially the pressure. He couldn't stand pressure. They pressured him. And another psula. You're a shifty Yisrael. You're calling yourself, you're nobody, huh? You're a shifty Yisrael. You don't do that. Now listen to this. Mordechai and Esther had tremendous pressures. Tremendous pressures. Esther was a woman, a lady, and she had a king who, if you make a wrong move, so machlokes, if he decapitated his beloved Vashti, or he burned her alive. What? Either way, that's what they do. I saw a picture of an ancient decapitating. It's a big axe next to us. I saw it. There's a picture they showed you. That's what that was the minig. I'm all excited. When a lady got out of hand, the queen. Achashverosh, there's not a problem with him. He did it to Vashti, and she is his wife. And he keeps asking him, what are you, in a Sufi, a Shtuki? You know, he was a Mamzeres. What are you all about? Because she was mystery, and she refused. And it says, twice it says, Mordechai told her, you're not talking? I'm not talking. She didn't ask for any of the fancy stuff. She's not spoiled for nothing. According to the Goyim, the whole problem, the reason why Aines and Magedis was because Mordechai was scared. He hid her for 3 years. You're hiding from the king because you don't want to marry a Malach? That's a bizarre shame kamayu. He was scared. He'll find out she's Jewish. She's going to wipe out all the Jews. Oh, you don't like to marry the Goyim. Aha. Boom. That was the reason, according to the Goyim. Oh, whatever. But she was in a lot of trouble. I mean, and she wasn't the spoil. I'm not saying anything. And she, no pressure. And by Mordechai, it says that he used to walk in the street, and it says, "Mi kedabram elav yain yain," v'leishai, he didn't listen. They said, there would be noblemen, dukes, earls, barons, they have these chashev knights, K-N-I-G-H-T-S, these tough guys walked around. Every one of them was Baron Alkohaman. And then you see this Jew, this little, this nobody, and he thinks he owns the world. They couldn't deal with it. It was too much for them. So they felt intimidated by him. So he said, why don't you go bow down? All the guys were ganging up against them. And every day they spoke to him again and again. He says, I'm not, all right? It's not happening. And you know what the pressure Mordechai had? Yom, again and again. You know, Esther, Ein Esther Bageda says twice that after he, Sudas Esther, in your name, Hanachalam Dinos, for you I'm doing this. The pressure was crazy on Esther. The pressure was crazy on Mordechai. Why are they anti-pressure? Because the Mepharshim say this, they were the descendants of Shaul HaMelech who fell because of pressure. So they had to, this is my, Bezer Hashem, my book. They had to go the extreme opposite. I don't fall for pressure. Don't tell me what to do, Bubi. You're not scaring me. Oh no, I'm staying the way I am. But how can you do that? How can you be? It's not really nice. And you have to be nice to people. And it's not really right. And he says, look what he's doing for you. And look what he's doing. How can you do that? That's not really right. Not any problem. Now that was why Shaul HaMelech lost his malchus. That's not a king. A king pops the world like oil. Oil, a king has oil. He goes on top. And you guys, I ain't mixing with you. I'm a different type. I don't care what people think. That's a melch. So I recommend this Purim. Don't let the pressure kill you. Don't be such a nice guy. You want to take care of something? Don't be such a tzaddik. Sit home with the Rebbeinu Shalom. Now get it from Rabbi Ben Dal, I'm not going to let my husband go to Yavad anymore. What he did because of what you told him on Purim. Rabbi Ben Dal, it's just too much. You don't say this to people. They're not holding on your, you can't do that, Rabbi Mendel. It's not right. You have to. It's not, you can't do that. People have to be like everyone else. Look, Rabbi Avigdor Miller, when he came to these things, did he have the belt in the garbage can? You couldn't move him. We had a whole big vibe with him. 50 in the light in Lakewood. And in New York, he didn't really have. And suddenly a whole mob of the best guys in Lakewood. We had a hookup with Rabbi Miller. It lasted 2 weeks. And suddenly, it was gewaltig. Place was going crazy. And he said, Zaymigazutz, I have my storm. It's over. Like, couldn't care less. He chopped it in the middle. Next it. But you have such a good thing. I want to tell you something. I was speaking. I have a killer. I have a shul. In my shul, sometimes we have a packed house. And it's geschmack. And a lot of guys, we dance and we sing and we pants up and cup. And it's great. And I feel good. Sometimes I walk in there. Where is everybody? There's nobody here. Hey, do we have a minyan? I hope so. I remember once a very, 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 very chash of a person, a shtickle gvir here in Lakewood. He was walking with me Friday, Erev Shabbos, towards my shul. And he heard about my minion. Oh, Mandel, I heard you have a minion. Let's see what you got. And we walk in and he sees a young kid running over. We need a tenth man. And he looks at me, aha, I see the matzah, yeah, that's what he told me. So I said, oh, very nice, I'm very happy you have a meal. You're trying to have a meal. I'm very happy for you, you know. Well, you know, that's life, you know. It's, you know, you can't always say, yeah, minion, you have a minion, you don't have a minion. Listen to this. You know what I told him? I says, one of the kids, an 11-year-old kid, they quote him, that somebody asked him, how many people are davening by you? And you're, oh, where do you daven? Oh, Rabbi Mendel's. Oh, Navardi Shabbatachan. Oh, very nice, very nice. How many people are there? The kid told him. That question smells from nothing but the deepest hakovit. I don't answer that. 11-year-old kid from my answer, they say. He said, Edomin's by us. Okay, we're going. Now look, I'm going. Let me see what time it is. What time is it? I started 5 minutes late. Oh, great, great. So I'm going to finish this. So then we're going to go. So anyway, said the guy, so I want to tell you something. Take it on both sides. Tochum Weeklies are here. They're available for the public. Take as many as you want. Now, I want to just end off with the following. When I come and I'm sitting at a VOD, I start off the VOD with three people, two people. I am full of pride. I'm full of gayus when nobody shows up. I feel like $1 million. I like this. I'm comfortable with nobody showing up. I don't need that stuff like kids. I'm Haman. Ray Bonov! You know what I have? And everybody bows down and the king likes me. He's like, come on. Haman's whole geschmack in life is what's outside of himself. His, you know, they like me and he holds for me. It's covered. And a yid has to learn that the covered, you got to have an internal connection with the Yavishta. And you don't need the whole world. I pride myself when there's nobody home. And I say, I feel like $1 million. I don't need that stuff. It gives me gayus to be able to, oh.